Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Yeah, welcome back. It is 6:53 and Paul Kavanagh from Patronus Partners is on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Joe.
Okay, yesterday was an up day due to comments at the end of the day, at our end of our day at least, from Donald Trump.
Yes, really a couple of things came out yesterday. The first is that he promises not to fire his Fed chairman, Powell. And
Who he had promised to fire.
Indeed, he's been calling him Mr. Too Late. He's really concerned that he's very slow in cutting interest rates. It's worth comparing that in the ECB, we've cut rates seven times since they peaked at 4%, whereas in the US, he has only cut them three times. And he feels that he should be doing more to stimulate the economy at the moment, and sort of threatening him that if he doesn't, he'll have him removed. I think Powell thinks that actually you can't actually sack me. And if you do, you'll cause markets to go into a sort of a further tailspin. And I suspect that since what he's seen has happened since the tariffs, Donald Trump has definitely sort of rode back a little bit from causing the markets any more concern.
Yeah, and the other thing that Trump said was that we're close to a deal with China, and yet they're not close to a deal with China, but the markets were looking for anything to hang their hat on.
Yes, and what they're looking for is someone sensible in the room, and that sensible person may well be Scott Bessent, the Treasury head. He was commenting yesterday that he believes that the US and China situation will de-escalate. And just those words were enough to suggest that there are enough people in the room talking to Donald Trump and saying, look, you know, we can't just keep causing these sort of panics in the financial markets. We've got to calm it down a bit. And it seems to be sort of certainly continuing in the commentary late last night, as you mentioned.
Yeah, well, let's see what President Xi does about that. Now, let's go to Tesla. Let me just look at their share price overnight. Overnight, their share price was up 5.4%, despite posting outrageously bad numbers.
Yes, actually, they strengthened further in the aftermarket, up to around $250. Still a good sort of 40% down from the peak in that sort of period post the Trump presidency, when Elon Musk was obviously the favoured person. These numbers are very poor. They were expected to be poor, and they disappointed against those numbers. Sales down by about 9%, but profits down very significantly indeed. And it led to a call with analysts afterwards, where Elon Musk said that he will be spending more time on Tesla and less time on government duties from about May. It was all designed, I think Elon Musk has been sort of called back into focus on your job at the moment, focus on what's important for your shareholders, and let's spend less time sort of talking about government actions. He believes his job has come largely to an end there, but that just may be sort of good sort of commentary for markets. The key is let's get back and let's rebuild Tesla.
Yeah, indeed. Meanwhile, old foes, Japan and China, are reaching out to each other.
Yes, we've started to see a little bit between Korea, Japan and China, who have not been in discussions around economies for at least 5 years, starting to forge a little bit of an alliance. And a letter that was delivered through the Chinese embassy to the leader of Japan suggests that some sort of coordinated response against these tariffs could be appropriate. We haven't had a response from Japan. Obviously, Japan is the biggest holder of US treasuries at the moment, and a very important alliance there with the US. It will be interesting to see where their favours lie going forward.
Indeed, Paul, thank you so much for joining us. That's Paul Kavanagh from Patronus Partners. That's it for now.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.